Sunday morning show with Walt and Mike. That's Zane and a song called Pillow Talk. It's 8:10 on Tuesday, June 7th. Mike Plourd in the studio. And joining me is Sarah Perfetti, who is the director of an upcoming musical called Oklahoma. Elisa Gladwell, also, who is an actor and a choreographer. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Always glad to have you ladies in the studio. And Sarah, we'll start with you. Tell us what's happening, when and where.
The musical will be held on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll be at 7:30 Thursday through Saturday and at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And it's this coming weekend and the following weekend.
And where's it being held?
At the Vista Theater in Nagani.
It's going to be a blast, I understand. You had a preliminary show, the Oklahoma Hoedown at the Ardoc a little while back, and I got a chance to catch most of that. And you've got kids in the cast, and you've got all kinds of cool stuff. But Elisa Gladwell is an actor and choreographer. And Elisa, tell us about the cast and what's happening with the show.
Oh, this cast is super fun. There are age range from about 7 to over 50. And so we have a huge range of people who came out for it, and they're all super fun. And we work really well together, so that's super nice.
Now, this is a musical that's been around for a while, and people pretty much know the story, but how is it, Elisa, to do the story, to do the script?
I really love Oklahoma. I didn't see it until a couple of years ago, and I fell in love with the musical. And it turns out, actually, that Oklahoma is the first show that the Vista had ever done. So now we're coming up on our 90th anniversary, and we're redoing it, so that has a lot to tie in with it, too.
Wow. And Sarah Perfetti, who's the director. And Sarah, what's it like to direct actors of all those different age groups?
It's been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun. Just getting everybody's schedules together and, you know, trying to work together and work with schedules. We have high school graduates that just graduated. We have, you know, kids that are still in school. So it's been good and it's been fun.
Do you have some people who this is really their first acting gig?
Yeah, we actually have one person in it who just turned 50, and it was on her bucket list to do something new. She wants to do 50 new things this year, and she did. So she's in our show.
Wow.
Yep.
How about that?
I had no idea. That is amazing. I'm really excited.
Yep.
Isn't that cool? So you have to, in order to be in the show, of course, you have to be able to sing, you have to be able to act, and you have to be able to dance. And Elisa Gladwell is the choreographer as well. And Elisa, what's it like to get these people to dance and coordinate all of that stuff?
You know, this one's been a little bit of a challenge. This is not my first time choreographing, but Oklahoma is a very, very dance-heavy show. So it definitely took a lot more time to teach and go through and kind of fine-tune everything, because everybody knows this one to be a dance show, so I want to make sure that they're coming in knowing what they're going to see.
Well, and it's a different production as well, because I think, don't you have the two-step in it?
Yes. And we have lots of different dances in this one.
That's fantastic. Oklahoma coming up, and we're talking to Elisa Gladwell, who is an actor and the choreographer. Thank you so much. And Sarah Perfetti, we're going to come back and talk to these ladies a little more before we let them go. Stay tuned. This is the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike, Simple Plan and Singing in the Rain. We've probably been doing that a lot over the weekend and a little bit through the week. Weather Eye forecast details coming up in a little while. But right now, Mike Florida Studio, and I'm talking to Elisa Gladwell, who is an actor and choreographer for the production Oklahoma, along with Sarah Perfetti, who is the director. And ladies, once again, Sarah, when, where, and what's happening?
It'll be at the Vista Theater Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. And then next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2.
And how can folks get tickets?
They can get them at the Vista Theater Thrift Shop, which is right next door to the Vista Theater. They can get them at Rare Earth Goods in Ishpeming, and they can pick them up at Snowbound Books in Marquette.
And will there be tickets at the door?
Yes, there's always going to be tickets at the door.
And how can folks find out more information?
More information, you can visit the Vista Facebook page, which is Vista Theater.
Historic Vista Theater.
Oh, Historic Vista Theater. Thank you. Historic Vista Theater / PAC, I believe, on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or they can visit our website, which is
www.vistatheater.org.
Thank you.
There we go. See, that's why you ladies work on a team.
Yes.
Yeah. Elisa Gladwell is an actor and a choreographer. And Elisa, you play who?
I play Lori Williams. She is the lead girl. She's kind of sassy and super flirty, and she's a lot of fun to play.
How was that for you to do that? Did you have to go beyond your personality to create that character, or does your personality kind of fit into that?
You know, I feel like that's a very personal question. No, I think she's a super fun character to play, and the hardest part for me was definitely getting this accent down, which I'm still struggling with every once in a while.
And you are the choreographer as well, and there's a lot of dancing in the show, of course, a lot of different steps. We talked about that a few minutes ago, but you've got some people with a different varying kinds of experience in these kinds of productions. And how's it been going so far?
It's been going really well, actually. We've got people who are very talented in dancing and who have been dancing basically their entire lives. And we have people who have never danced before ever. So it's hard to find a good mixture. And I mean, this goes for every show, but Oklahoma especially, because it's such a dance-heavy show, it's hard to find a medium point where the people who are really good aren't crazy bored and the people who don't know much can still look good doing what they're doing.
But you did a great job.
Thank you.
And you want to, I guess you want to arrive at a happy medium.
Yeah.
Like you just said.
Yeah.
So production of Oklahoma, it's going to be a lot of fun at the Vista Theater. One more time, Sarah, tell us when, where, and how can folks get tickets?
It'll be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. And then the following weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. And tickets can be bought at the Vista Thrift Shop in Nagani, Rare Earth Goods in Ishpeming, and Snowbound Books in Marquette.
Sounds like a great time. Ladies, break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me this morning, too. Elisa Gladwell, who is an actor and choreographer for the production Oklahoma, along with Sarah Perfetti, who is the director. And if you missed any of this interview or you just want to go through it again, we'll have it posted at our website a little while later on at sunny.fm. You know it's what we do. We keep you close to what's happening in the community on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.